From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to hold largely in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first full 24 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
So we have seen some reports of sporadic violence, but thus far the arrangement as a whole seems to be holding, and the violence is lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on the embattled city Aleppo, fulfilling another aspect of the deal, delivering aid to besieged civilians.
WFP, which is the main logistical and organization linked to the convoys, is ready with 20 trucks. They are loaded and ready.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia are to establish a joint integration command to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the ceasefire. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan is commander of the U.S. Air Force Central Command.
The important key to remember right now is we will continue to do prudent planning with respect to any implementation. But the reality is we have to get through six more days of the Russians and the regime doing the right thing.
It's hoped the deal will last long enough to permit resumption of talks on the country's political future. For the first time since plunging into chaos in 1991, Somalia hosted a regional summit. Somalia's foreign minister said it symbolizes the country's reconstruction. They discussed the country's upcoming elections. Amina Mohamed, Kenya's foreign affairs secretary.
It welcomed the federal government of Somalia's commitment to a credible, transparent, inclusive electoral mechanism towards a peaceful and democratic transition.
They also discussed tensions in South Sudan. This is VOA News. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in a medically induced coma after suffering a stroke Tuesday. Dr. Itzhak Kreiss directs the Sheba Medical Center.
Mr. Shimon Peres suffered from a major stroke with a component of bleeding. He is now sedated and on a respirator, and we are with a close and continuous contact. An evaluation on his state.
The 93-year-old Perez, hospitalized with a heart ailment in January, has served in nearly every major public office in the country, including prime minister, president, and foreign minister, and was co-recipient of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize, negotiating the Oslo Peace Accords with the Palestinians. U.S. officials say the U.S. will sign a record 10-year, $38 billion security assistance deal with Israel Wednesday, the largest of its kind ever. The current agreement expires in 2018. Israel had sought more funding. The negotiations took 10 months to complete. The so-called Memorandum of Agreement, which must be approved by Congress, calls for nearly $4 billion in annual aid. For the first time, includes money for Israeli missile defense. The UN said Tuesday yellow fever outbreak in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo is under control following a mass vaccination campaign. Sylvie Briand heads infectious hazard management for the World Health Organization.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June and since 12 July in DRC.
She cautioned further outbreaks on the continent cannot be ruled out, including in parts of Congo that have not been vaccinated. The entire population of the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, was vaccinated in 10 days. Three Ukrainian soldiers were killed Tuesday in fighting with pro-Russian separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine ahead of a new peace effort by Germany and France. A truce went into effect September 1st that appeared to be holding until the recent uptick in fighting. German and French foreign ministers hope to shore up that truce and pave the way for a political process to end 29 months of conflict. President Obama Wednesday hosts Myanmar's state counselor, de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who's expected to seek further sanctions relief as the nation transitions to democracy after decades of military rule. It is her first visit since her National League for Democracy won election in November. In U.S. presidential politics, U.S. Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton is expected to resume campaigning Thursday after recovering from pneumonia. President Obama campaigned in her place Tuesday in the city of Philadelphia. Clinton canceled several events after falling ill Sunday during a 15th anniversary observance of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack in New York. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.